Let's do this, everybody. Welcome to episode 117 of the Gamer Traffic Show. I'm your host, Mike Sanson, chilling with my co-host.
Simply amazing. How are you doing today?
Everybody, get off of Mr. Amazing. How do you feel, Mr. Amazing, after our little vacation? What's going on with you, man?
I mean, I'm good, man. I feel good. You know, we were celebrating graduations, recitals. You know, that was the reason for the hiatus.
Yo, everybody, competition, Gamer Traffic's back, baby. Watch out. Yo, on today's Gamer Traffic Show, we're going to talk about movie sales in the box office. Mr. Amazing was wrong again in one of his predictions. Yeah. We also talk about FTC and Microsoft and Sony going at it like battle rappers.
Pretty much.
We also are talking about, yo, PlayStation fanboys talk about Starfield should come to PlayStation 5. I'm sorry, I'm giggling, laughing about it.
Hey, man, it originally was going to, so they have a point.
Yo, you know I got two words for it. Get over it. You know what I'm saying? But we get today's show talking about the FTC against Xbox. But before we get that, we're going to talk about the group that actually filed a lawsuit against Microsoft back in late 2022. And they came with some interesting evidence where Matt Booty allegedly stated that they attempt to acquire Activision as part of a bigger plan to put PlayStation out of business. Mr. Mazin, are you surprised by that?
Not at all. I mean, we see it now. It's still evident. It's just that Sony has really good games that can stay afloat. But the real reason
They're not staying afloat. They were ass.
They were ass. Yeah, they are. Microsoft came out and admitted it. You know, like, Sony's better than us at the moment. It's out there. So pretty much the piggyback on Mike was saying is that Microsoft was willing to outspend everyone, not just Sony, but to Google, Amazon, Nintendo.
Well, what shots were fired? Can you tell the shots? Should I say the shots were fired? What shots were fired?
Shots were fired. They looked at them and said, listen, we got more money than you. We're going to outspend you. And they're willing to go up to $3 billion.
This is one of the statements Michael said. Google is 3 to 4 years away from being able to be a studio up. Yep. At that time, they was talking this. Also, Amazon showed no ability to execute any game content at the time when they were discussing this.
Yeah, it's so, about 2018, 2019, give or take.
So they didn't fear them. And they always said that they were their competition. Stop the BS. Where's the meter?
Yeah. I mean, the only one they did fear was Sony. That's the only one I feel was the legitimate.
Yeah, but that's the one-on-one competition. Yes, Nintendo is also
Nintendo.
Nintendo's also
direct. But they're in a distance.
We can't say the distance. I know people like to say the distance because they're in a different category. Yeah, the audience they look at. Yeah, but Nintendo is always a threat. They've been around since what, 1980?
But if you look at it this way too, Nintendo usually for the most part outsells it. Microsoft. It's just that Microsoft puts out better content.
Better content for what are you talking about?
I mean, games that people play. Like their games that they sell are gonna sell more. I feel, but Nintendo has a longer.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Go ahead, Mike.
What the hell are you talking about?
Mike's not following you. He's not following.
You tell me. Explain yourself.
All right, let me explain myself.
Explain yourself.
Nintendo is usually. I'm talking about recently. The Switch outsold the Xbox One and the Series. But Series is new. Series. And that's because Nintendo's longevity and the games that they make cater to a larger audience than what Microsoft does. But Microsoft brings out the games that a lot of people wish would come out on Nintendo. So I feel like Microsoft has the better games and the better production studios behind them. The Nintendo is what I'm pretty much trying to say, which we already know that already.
I just totally disagree with that statement, and I think.
Oh my God!
I think you should just stop right there. No, I think you stop yourself right there.
I disagree with that. So you're saying Nintendo has better studios than Microsoft? Is that what you're telling me?
Nintendo history has oversold Microsoft.
We don't disagree with that.
Currently, Zelda has oversold more games than any Microsoft games ever sold.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
What the hell are you coming with this?
The games
they have games that more like adults might like.
Caters more to adults. But my thing is this.
What is
my thing to you, Michael. Take Zelda out. Take Mario out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
On Nintendo. What game are you running to buy from Nintendo?
They still got Donkey Kong. They're not kidding to me.
Okay.
They still got Pokemon.
Okay. But Pokemon. Okay. I'll give you Pokemon. Okay.
They still got Pokemon. They still got Bayonetta's didn't sell that well.
Mike, don't mention that to me.
Yeah, but
we were here Splatoon. What you gonna tell me Splatoon next? What you gonna tell me?
Oh, hold on. You were the bigger for Splatoon. You said it was sell well, and it did sell well.
No, I did say it was sell well.
It did sell well.
I knew it could sell well, but don't worry. Is there like a fake version coming out soon of all these systems?
But like I said, there's several different Mario games, several different. They got what's the pink character? I don't know his name. The pink little puffy character they got.
Not Pikachu. I think it's Kirby.
Kirby. They got Kirby. Come on.
They have characters, but I don't feel those games can lead the way Mario and Zelda leads. What I mean by lead, I can carry a system. Like, ain't nobody running around to go get a system
because they have multiple,
those games are coming out.
Wait, so they have multiple games. They have multiple franchises with those characters.
They have franchises, but those franchises would not tear off with the other consoles. Zelda holds its own. Mario obviously holds its own, right?
Yeah,
they hold their own. I don't think those franchises you name hold their own like that. Like, I don't think you could.
What?
I don't think. Like, go ahead.
I don't want to go too much into this.
You're off topic.
No, I think what you're saying is bull crap.
I'm the Nintendo guy here. Remember? And yeah, I'm saying
it's bull crap. What game does Xbox have that could compete with any people?
Not the top tier Nintendo, because I don't think.
Xbox, no, I'm talking about what game?
But Xbox has.
Yes.
That's easy. Gears is their biggest one. Halo, another big one. We're talking about those are top tier games for Microsoft.
Have those games ever outsold a Mario game or Zelda game?
No. So stop it. That's a give me though. So remember, I gave you those already.
So what are you talking about?
The second tier games that you just listened to me. The Pokemons, the Kirby's,
Pokemon will knock them out the water. You know that.
No, it wouldn't, Michael. I got close to the mic.
You know how many sales Pokemon?
I know Pokemon sales are great, but I guarantee you that's not going to be their selling point though if they drop a new Nintendo or something. Pokemon's not going to be with the system. They're not going to advertise that. They're not, Michael.
Pokemon's going to outsell any.
Michael. You, talk about you, Michael Sampson. Talking about your whole damn government name out here, yo.
I know, we're not going to talk about this.
This is my last thought on this.
Stupid point.
Right? Oh, shoot, the new Switch 2 is coming out, right?
Yeah.
And the new Switch 2 is coming out with the latest Pokemon. Are you getting that? Are you going to get that as a Pokemon? Where it said, it's coming out with the next Mario Kart. What's more appealing?
Mario Kart.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's my point to you. They don't cater to that.
But also, Pokemon does have a wide appeal and does sell millions of copies.
I don't disagree with that.
More than Gears of War. It's amazing. Well, look at the sales.
We'll look at the sales will come back. Let's get back to topic. Listen, a lot of you feel the same way I feel, Mike. Oh. A lot of you feel the same way I feel.
I have no comment.
Go ahead. Carry on.
I have no comment. I'm lost for words with Mr. Mason just said. I can't believe it. But anyway, back to reality. But continue with the FTC lawsuit. A lot of stuff is coming out.
Yes.
It's coming out that, according to Jim Ryan, he said he spoke to many game publishers, and they also said, with Jim Ryan, it said that Game Pass is not a good value for selling, for companies to have good sales for their games.
I agree with them. We both agree with them at one point. I feel like Game Pass takes away from the studios, like the sales and stuff. Because, hey, day one, Starfield is going to be on Game Pass. I was shocked to know that. I was like, I didn't think it was going to be on Game Pass. I don't think it should be on Game Pass, to be honest with you.
Honestly, that game wouldn't put on Game Pass.
It shouldn't be on Game Pass.
I think people just buy it regardless. Yeah,
dude, you know, obviously the Xbox show came out recently. Mm. They dropped the extra footage of the Starfield. That blew a lot of people away, and a lot of people got exposed to it, like, oh, wow, I wish this was on, which we'll talk later on, about PlayStation. I feel like this game should not be on thing, just like God of War should not have been on Game Pass. This is one of those that they shouldn't have put on Game Pass.
Well, God will never be on this.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, this, just something that just shouldn't be on Game Pass. And I know Game Pass is the best thing that happened to a lot of people because you can save them a lot of money and don't have to buy games that you don't want to
play. I mean, me, as a studio, you don't care.
You don't care, but, like, for studios, it's a big deal. Like,
I mean, for some studios, what's his name? Let me see. Mike Ross, founder of No Robots, told GameSpot, studios have seen better, have sell better when the games are on Game Pass or just about leave Game Pass. So there's some studios who do make a killing being on Game Pass.
Yeah, you know what the studios are? Ones whose number that they moved, that they was going to sound
well,
like that.
Well, Capcom is putting that Dino, fake Dino Crisis game
I know
on.
What you're talking
about. Yeah. But I reason they put that on there because they're not sure the game sells.
Exactly.
You think Resident Evil going to be on Game Pass?
No, because they know I'm going to get the sell.
You think Street Fighter will be Game Pass on
Game
1?
It's what I'm saying. Like, Game Pass, it's a good and a bad thing. It's good because studios that know, we'll get a check. Yeah, so let's just put it on there. But then I also feel that if that game that you produce, oversells, overachieves, you lost on a lot of money too, though.
And I see people who took the money from Sony said when they put Sony up with the free game for the month. Yeah. I see some industries say, damn, they might have made more money if it wasn't. But you never know.
Yeah.
But like I said, they took the bag of money right now so they can keep the lights on, pay their mortgage, whatever.
Yeah. But, this is just my idea. I'm going to float out there. And they do have, I think, the top tier Game Pass subscription, I think, allows that. Is like, for games like Starfield, you put an extended version of it on Game Pass. Instead of the thing.
What's so you said that? In Starfield, like, hundreds of hours?
It's the same, but
you put 500 hours?
No. What I mean is that you don't put the full game. You put, like, an extended demo on there. Just so people could get it. Oh, you know what? I want this game. Instead of putting the whole game on there.
But the problem is nothing going to do that. That's not that idea.
I think
but they already put the foot in the mouth saying that all games be day one.
Yeah, I know. They did that. They got to live by it. And that's why your price of them, Game Pass, will keep going up and up and up. But
oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
You don't think Game Pass be $50 in 2 years?
Nah, not $50. It's about the top tier, probably.
How you think they're going to pay all these vendors?
What's the top tier right now? Is it like $20-something, $25?
Is it $20? Close to $20? I think it's $16 now. I think it's $16.
I think it went up, though, remember?
It's supposed to go up. So we'll talk about it later.
But my not thing, $50 in 2 years, though. Not 50. Maybe 30. Because it's going to go up $5. You talk about $30 in 2 years, a lot of money.
If they have all these studios, how the hell are they making their money?
I mean, yeah, it is going to go up. I agree with you. But like I said, not $50 in 2 years, though. Maybe 30. I can see 30.
I just don't know. I don't believe. Like I said, you don't always don't believe in scripture. Everything hits its limit.
I agree with you. But especially
if they want to do cloud gaming and put on all these different devices, how do they pay for this?
Yeah, of course. You got to make the revenue.
How do they pay for this? The consumer's paying for this.
Do you think Microsoft might retract and ever go back? You think that's a possibility?
I don't think they'll do that. I mean, they've done it in the past saying we're not going to do this now. Yeah. Or they'll say they'll put that now in.
Yeah.
But, it could, I doubt it. They can't.
I don't think so either because you didn't invest too much money in it. I mean, to continue what you're saying, Microsoft at one point was going to outspend anything and anyone when it came to get acquired studios. We saw that with the purchase of Bethesda for what, $7.5
billion? It's not purchased yet.
Well,
not purchased yet.
That's
they bought studios. But like I said, Jim Ryan and other companies don't think Game Pass is a good idea. Even 2K said they're not going to put their games on subscription basis. Don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think it is either for them.
You think Grand Theft Auto is going to be on subscription base? Freak out of here. They put in freak out of here.
And if you get on there, that means that bag must have been in the billions.
I was going to say.
They put that on there.
You think getting $5 billion putting on there? Come on. No. Like I said, as a consumer, great for us.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
We're winning. I don't know what we're coming in. We're winning, right?
I mean, I complain. Even I forgot when the head guy's Activision thing, it was a good idea. I think his name was Kodak. I read in the article saying he didn't think it was a good idea. He's not a big fan of Game Pass, the subscription models.
I'm torn, to be honest with you. What about you? What would you feel about it? You personally, like you.
Me personally, as a business person, I wouldn't do it. As a consumer, no. As a consumer, I think it's cool. The thing with me with subscription, as adults, you gotta decide what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Because should I get a Netflix subscription so I keep this, or should I lower my tier in certain descriptions?
Yeah.
Even with Microsoft, I might just lower mine to the $60 description instead of the paying $60 a month for the ultimate. Like I said, a lot of the games I buy, if it's a good game, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even some games like a PlayStation, I go through 1 year description. A lot of games I was sale, I haven't already.
Yeah,
But I bought it on sale.
But I do think the subscription is going to be very important role because eventually, sad to say, it's going to happen one day. Hard copies won't be around. And I think that's when, you know.
I think hard copies will be limited. I think.
It's going to be hard, man. What's like hard. A GameStop starts to close down?
Oh, GameStop about to close up. GameStop, just they screwed their own self over.
Well, they opened way too many of them at one point.
I think at one point, they just screwed themselves over. And they was never, they was greedy. I think GameStop
they did the Funko Land route.
They saw an example of greed. We'll talk about it later. In my next show, we'll talk about the GameStop, my little problem with GameStop I had. But Mr. Mason, let's go on to our next topic. PlayStation fanboys want Starfield to come to PlayStation 5. There's been a petition by Super PlayStation fans. They already got 1,000 signatures. Wanting Starfield to come to PlayStation 5. And Mr. Amazing, what did Mike Sampson think about that? No, it's not happening. And you know what?
The game's already pretty much almost done. It's coming out in September. It's a done deal. When I saw that petition, I was like, this is a waste. I mean, if you did it 2 years ago, maybe. But like, it's a waste of time. It started off as a troll. And then it started picking up steam. And I guess it really picked up steam when everybody saw the damn Xbox showcase in the extended version of it. People were like, I want this. But sorry, guys, you're not getting it.
And one thing that came out of the FTC, court against Microsoft, that PlayStation making the bid for Starfield be a year exclusive. That would have killed them. And that's why, at that quote unquote allegedly prompt Microsoft to buy Bethesda, so they won't have to deal with the exclusivity of Sony with that and other games.
You thought about it this way? Imagine if Starfield was exclusive to the PlayStation, right?
I think that
what would Microsoft be doing right now? What? Because Redfall, we can say Redfall fell.
Yeah.
So like. What would they be doing?
Like, that kid was damn with his crew.
Because this is, and also I said it off air. For my guy, I can't believe. Imagine if Starfield failed. Like, what would that do to Microsoft?
I don't think Starfield's gonna fail. But
I don't think it's going. I think they got it right. For anything I see so far, I think they got it right. But my thing is, imagine if that game had failed. Like, what would Microsoft? What position would they be in? I don't know. Would they survive this? But, you know, we're thinking ahead. And I don't think Starfield's going to fail. I think Starfield's the real deal, actually. Yeah, I'm picking it as Game of the Year, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah, I just think, like I said, it's just not happening. And I think it's just a waste of time. It's funny.
Yeah, some of the comments are pretty funny, too, so.
I giggled at it, but no, it's not happening.
No, it's not happening. It's too late. It's about to come out.
It's same thing with Xbox fanboys. Wanted to have Spider-Man come to the system. Not happening.
Yeah. But that I think should happen, though.
No.
I actually think that should happen.
Why should happen?
Because Spider-Man is not exclusive to just a...
And we said before in a previous podcast, Xbox had the chance to do that. Because they came to him, Xbox turned it down.
Yeah, they blew that one big time.
You know what? Too bad. You had the chance.
They did blow that one too bad. But, I think it'll make a difference.
What are you gonna do? Say about Wolverine? You gonna say about Wolverine? Or should it came to Xbox? Too bad.
I get your point.
They're getting Indiana Jones, which I don't give a freak about.
It actually might be good. Indiana Jones, maybe not the movie, but I think
I don't think that's a good IP they should have picked. But
it might be good because the treasure hunt, they give you that Uncharted feel. It might be good.
It might be good, but I just don't think Indiana Jones has that appeal it used to have.
Not this new generation, absolutely not. They're going to be like, yo, why you just put his phone and find where he's going? I mean, new generation don't care.
But like I said, if you put a good demo out.
True.
You know, some good CGI trailers.
It might help.
It might work.
When's that supposed to drop?
We have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought we had more by now because the movie.
That's probably 2025.
That sounds about right.
All right, Miss Maisie, anything else you want to say about this ridiculous topic?
Nah, I'm over it.
Done. Next topic, Xbox raising prices, Mr. Amazing. What do you think of that? Xbox is raising Series X prices in August, except for U.S., Japan, Chile, Brazil, and Colombia. Mr. Mays, what do you think about that?
I was like, oh, snap. That's what U.S. was in there. I was like, oh, okay, good. that was my real expression. But then I remembered, you know, at the other countries, you know, like, you know, that they were at lower, it was a lower price compared to what we were paying. So pretty much around the rest of the world, it'll be going up about $1, equivalent to $1.
Yeah, the Game Pass subscription is like $1.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And you know this was going to come, was happening because Sony had raised their pricing. So you know they're going to follow suit too. And don't worry, guys. U.S., Japan, Chile, Brazil, they're going to get us later on. Don't worry.
I don't know about that, but I think that they can't afford that doing it in the U.S.
No, they can't. Not even Japan. With the sales of, well, not that, they're better, actually, but not great.
Japan don't care.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't do it in countries like that where you're struggling like that, too. So but they choose a pick.
Yeah, but the price of the Xbox Series X in the UK, that's crazy. That thing's like $60.
Oh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, $60 or 60 or 60 pounds. Is that 60 pounds in the UK?
These pounds in the UK, yeah.
Even Canada's crazy, too. Canada went from $649 to $799.
Wow, that's a lot, dude. That's video game abuse.
I could be incorrect.
Maybe you know what? It's converting to their currency. Maybe that's how you have it. I have to look into that. To be honest with you,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, because I was gonna say somebody's calling the BBB on these people on Xbox and something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. So that's crazy. So I'm like, woo.
But I'm not surprised by the price hikes, though. It's going to happen. It's going to keep happening. So it is what it is at this point. Now it's just like, all right, what can we do? All right, here's my credit card. What else can you do, yo?
Mr. Mays is a willing victim.
What's going to happen? You go picking and protesting, Michael? What's going to happen? Are you in front of Sony? Microsoft's studio protest?
You protest your while. You don't buy the system. You buy a PlayStation. You buy a Switch.
Then what happens when Gears of War comes out? Yeah, exactly. Michael, the first one buying it,
Support it. You know what? You got a PC, bro.
We got to wait a year to get it, probably.
No, come on, it was day and day. Oh,
that's true.
Mr. Amazing.
Hey, you still support it. You still support Microsoft.
And we support Microsoft by buying the PC PC with the word, with a PC with we know what I'm
talking
about.
I don't talk about.
Damn it.
Office Suites.
Office Suites and the Dominance. Like I always say, Microsoft is slick.
They know what they're doing.
Because people don't know. Word used to come with your computer.
I remember. That's sad because they used to come with it. That whole thing, the whole package. PowerPoint, Word, all that stuff.
And then it used to be a subscription model. And it used to be you could buy it at one time.
Yeah.
Now, see, Microsoft is doing the same playbook they're doing with their computers.
That's just like, remember like games too? Remember Mario used to come with the system with Nintendo back in the days?
Oh, yeah.
Now everything comes separate. Freaking, we used to have two controls at one point. Now you got my extra controller. How do we get like that? Whatever, that's another topic.
Money.
Yeah, true.
Money. All right, Mr. Amazing, let's go to the box office. Yes. Mr. Amazing, the Flash movie, how much did it get made?
Opening week or just in general?
Opening week?
It probably opened up to 100 mil.
No! 55 million.
55 million, so I was half off.
And the second week has dropped off 75%.
Dang.
No, sorry, 72%.
Wow, I'm saying crap practically. But is it a good movie from what you hear, though?
Some people say it's good. Some people say it's all right. Some people say it suck.
Oh, so you got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow. That's not that good, though, at all.
I mean, especially if your star has been in trouble, he can't talk and promote the movie.
Oh, that's true, too. I forgot about that.
All the stuff he's been doing.
That's true. That hurts, actually.
No, so that's a big problem.
He knows.
but that movie of Ant-Man already came out.
Yeah, I know. I know. It never came out.
Then afterwards, the accusation
and all that stuff and, too.
But that didn't.
That didn't affect.
That didn't affect either.
Yeah.
Though I didn't like Creed 3. But anyway. But also, Spider-Verse keeps on giving. Made over $500 million so far.
Wow.
So, Mr. Amazing, another wrong prediction. Mr. Amazing thought Transformers was going to make over $100 million.
I did.
The first weekend. It hit $60 million box over weekend.
Yo, they still count the votes.
Yeah, they still can't count the damn votes. Currently, it's made over $125 million. And okay. Counting.
Okay, okay. So now we got another.
I'm wrong. $174 million.
Who made $174?
Oh, sorry. I'm wrong again.
Whoa. There's a lot of errors here, Michael.
No, 200. They're not talking opening weekend. We're talking currently, right now. $281 million.
For which one? I didn't hear you before.
Transformers.
Okay. But open weekend was, you said 60, though.
Yes. You said $100 million.
Didn't happen. What did you say?
I said under $100 million.
That's so broad, but okay.
But you lost.
But let's say I ate 99.9. It's under $100 million.
You still lost.
But I technically would have won, though, right?
You said 150 million.
I think I said 100 mil.
You did not say 100 mil.
Play back the tape.
You did not say that. Get a freak out of here. Tape. You said 150 mil. I said, get the hell out of here.
But the cool thing is I could redeem myself, right?
You just said to buy my damn dinner.
Redeem myself because another big blockbuster movie coming out.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Please put some respect on my man Harrison Ford's name, Michael.
I'll put respect. Go ahead. What's your prediction?
My prediction? Woohoo! I think this is going to be a surprise. Everyone's picking this to do bad. Not me. Simply always goes brave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go Indiana Jones opening weekend at... Drum roll, Michael. My drum roll is going to be 30 mil.
30 mil?
Nah, I'm just busy. I'm going to go out of step. I'm going to go 60-65.
That's a low end for you.
That is.
So I can't. I
go 65.
Okay.
I think it's going to be around that price.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Probably 55.
Dude, you're pretty much saying the same kind I'm saying.
That's 55.
That's the same. That's the same family. You got all these 20 mil difference up or down.
Yeah, 20
mil. Difference.
No, so difference.
If I'm 55, you got to go at least 45. I'm not going 55. Or 85.
Cause I was really going to say 60. I was going to say 60.
You know what, then, Mike? I'm going to change it because I'm the most confident I have. You want 65?
I was going to say 60.
You want 60.
I said I was going to say 60. But I thought you made 60 million.
Okay, you know what though? Because I have a lot of confidence in Harrison Ford. For whatever reason, the fact that this man can keep making the movie means someone's watching it. So I'm going to go 80 million. Right there. Final answer, baby. Lock it down. Lock it down. Lock it down.
Yeah.
What's the bet on this one?
Same thing.
Lunch? All right, there he goes. Can't wait to get my lunch.
Yeah, just keep my lunch first. Then you can get yours. All right, Mr. Mason, we're going to Trail of the Week.
Yes, sir.
The Trail of the Week is Mission Impossible, baby.
Nice. That's coming out soon.
Coming out soon. All right, everybody, sit back, relax, and listen.
Our lives are the sum of our choices. Cannot escape the past. Ethan, this mission of yours is gonna cost you dearly.
The world is changing. Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
Time frame. You have no idea the power I represent. It knows your story and how it ends.
Listen to me. The world's coming after you.
His fate is written. Shall we write yours too?
If anything happens to them, there's no place that I won't go to kill you. That is written.
Ethan, what's your objective? What's your ultimate objective?
Your life will always matter more to me than my own.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
Mr. Mason.
Yes,
Mission
sir.
Mission Impossible, Death Reckoning. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about that trailer?
Oh, Green Lantern, hands down. Love it. Like it. Timing is perfect. Ain't nobody going to be in the way to the top of the cells.
You need to stop moving your chair. The mic picked the chair. Go ahead.
Hey. But, yeah, it looks good. I recommend it. Definitely a must see.
Green light it?
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely green light. That's an easy one for me.
I don't know. I'm not green light this one.
You're not? What's your role? You said it's going to be to a bit of that ref. You don't green light it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how I've heard you.
This is part one. I assume a part of a two-part series.
Probably.
So, yeah, I green light it. And I think, yeah, it's going to do well. There's nothing else out there, too.
Yeah, they're going to start hitting that end of the... Well, not even end of the summer, but it's actually...
I don't even know what else is coming out.
I gotta look at it.
Insidious for 4? A horror movie? They ain't gonna death no competition then.
No, Ninja Turtles, nah.
What? Five Ninja Turtles, not a competition? That's about hit 3 billion. But, 3 billion, sorry.
I who knows? But yeah, definitely green light. I like it.
Alright, green light as well. Game Traffic gives it a green light.
Yes, you do.
Mr. Mason, let's go to our Should We Care topic of the week.
Okay.
Microsoft announced at the Xbox Showcase their new system, Mr. Mason, is the Black Series S. Retailing for $350.
Mm-hmm.
1 terabyte, nothing else.
Coming out September 1st.
Yo, should we care a lot, a little, and not at all about this?
It's tricky. It's tricky for me. I'm not going to lie to you. I love that it's a terabyte now. I love that it's black also. And it's about, what, 50 bucks more? 50 bucks more, which is not bad.
You can get that for like $249 in most places.
Oh, the regular one now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I forgot the price dropped on it. I forgot. So it's about $100 difference.
Well, I get a PlayStation discless one.
Yeah, but the only hiccup I have, I feel like
$50 more.
Went,
sorry.
No, not even $50 more.
I thought you get a PlayStation console for $50 more. Why am I spending money on this? Go ahead.
My only hiccup was that I wish they went the Sony route and made it the same specs, like as the X. I felt like that would be more appealing.
If it
has the same
specs. But I always said that.
Specs. No, I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree with you on this.
I think it's stupid.
I think they should have made it the same specs as the S. Then that would have been a key selling point, I feel. A digital console, 1 terabyte, and the same specs as the X. That would have been more appealing, to be honest with you. I mean, is it going to sell? I think it's going to do very well, actually. It's not super expensive. I think it's going to do very well regardless, though. What's your take on it?
I'm not going to make a dent.
It's not going to make a dent?
No.
You crazy? I think it is, Michael. People buy systems just because it's black. For whatever, people are obsessed with black systems. I think just that alone is going to sell. Then you throw a whole terabyte in it. That's not bad. How much? The X is, $599 or $499? I can't remember.
$499.
So it's about $150 less. And the X comes with a terabyte, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not bad.
Right. So you care a lot, a little, not at all?
I care.
Oh, you know I'm going to say I don't care at all.
I care. Because you know what it is? I think because you have the Xbox X already. So to you, it doesn't shift anything for you. But someone in my position would be like, oh, snap. Well, I just get this one. I get a terabyte. That, you know, like me, because remember, I was like, I don't really care to have the foot because that's not my main system. But this would be perfect idea for someone in my position. So I'm okay. I care. Not a lot, but I care.
I care a little.
I would care a lot if it was the same special as the
I don't care at all.
You don't care at all?
Nope.
I think it's just settled already.
Nope, I just don't care at all.
If it was...
I think if it was... And I said this several times before. Microsoft said that what Sony did. And this came with an Xbox with a disc drive and one with non-disc drive. That's it.
Fair. Fair.
And remember, a developer was talking about the Series X is holding back production.
I do remember that. We had a topic on that.
For the game. So they can't optimize games and make the game process longer.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Microsoft might surprise us in a year from now and then just go that route, which makes no sense because she's just doing it now.
Yeah, all right.
Who knows?
Mr. Mason.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the gangster or wankster of the week.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mason, I got to give the gangster of the week to Microsoft. They came out with the wicked hot fire. They didn't care. They called out Google, Amazon. They came after everybody saying, Sony, we're going to outspend you. Yo, we're going to buy this platform, that platform. We're going to buy your mama, your father, your sister. Mm-hmm. We don't care. They came with it. All right, Mr. Bailey, what do you think?
You know what? It would have been gangster for me, but guess what?
What?
We found about it in an email. They didn't do it, Michael. And then when they confront them about it, they backtrack. They backtrack. They walk the steps.
Okay. So if you think about it, real gangsters don't back off.
Exactly.
You're like, I said that.
And then it's about, it's old. It was all the process. They did too much backtracking for me. Yo. So that's the only reason I can't give them gangster, man. The thought is gangster.
Yes.
But the process is wankster.
So. All right. You changed my mind. I guess, Xbox, you're the wankster of the week. Damn.
But you know what, though, Michael? Because this is kind of the same topic. I am going to give a gangster to the Sony fans that were saying, why Starfield should be a PlayStation.
They were funny.
I thought they were funny. One guy said, what the one guy said was kind of funny. I think I wrote it down.
Go ahead.
Let me see if I can find it. He goes, it should be on the PlayStation because what's Microsoft 12 dedicated fans are going to do with that? I thought that was kind of funny.
Okay, that was fine. I saw that comment too. That was funny.
There was some pretty funny stuff on there, though.
That was funny.
So I'll give it to the Sony fans to say why
Microsoft. I don't know about that, but let's go to our shout out of the week. Our shout out of the week goes to Nintendo. Princess Peach is getting a starring game.
I haven't seen that yet. You told me, but I haven't read about that.
A starring in a role of staying their own game.
So Mario's not saving her?
No, not this time.
Okay.
And she said, is she saying Mario in this game?
That'll be interesting. That'll be funny.
So she's getting, this is the second time for her to get a game.
I don't remember the first one, to be honest.
Nah, me either.
I don't remember that. The only thing I remember is Mario 2.
So it's,
Mario Kart.
It's been 17 years since that Princess Peach led game.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. That's why I don't remember it. That's a long time.
So
wait, do we have footage, a name, or anything yet?
It's just a little tease of this show.
Okay.
And the Nintendo Direct. So I give Princess Peach a shout out. Her just being a different look. Even more like the Tomb Raider, Lara Croft look. She have a little gun.
It is?
She have booty shorts.
That's different.
She bossing Mario around. Slapping him up and down. No, the same old thing. So, yo, the time you get a shout of the week. Princess Peach, wish you best luck in your game that you're starring in. And Mr. Mason, anything else to say?
Yeah, not about the games, but, I want to give a big shout out to all the graduates, 2023, my son. Also, you got?
Yes, Adriana.
Congrats to all the 2023 graduates.
Yeah, she's going to Africa.
That's dope.
Yeah, we had to pay for it. Good.
Oh, even better. It makes the trip even better.
Shout out to Adriana.
Yes, and my son. Make
us proud. If anything happened to Africa, I'm a man with special skills.
Okay.
Come get you. If it happened. Anyway. All right, everybody. This is Game Trap. We out. We're back.
Yes, we are, man. Catch us soon.
Hopefully this Saturday. but thank you very much. We'll be back on Saturdays on a regular basis. And might bring some bonus episodes as well. right, thank you, everybody. If we're a little rusty, please forgive us. We'll be back in full effect. Thank you very much.
Later.
Peace and love. Later.